Okay, well, I would like to officially welcome everybody to Wednesday night consumer education call. This is, of course, sponsored by Purium Health Products, and on these calls, we try to give common sense advice and actually to share knowledge that we believe can give you power over things that might otherwise leave you powerless. That having been said, we do not profess to be doctors nor offer medical advice. In fact, the information we share with you has been culled from numerous very respectable and, of course, credible information sources from doctors and from medical journals, as well as from emerging research, empirical evidence, as well as, of course, epidemiological research. This is all coming to bear so that we could share the latest and most accurate information with you on subjects that can dramatically affect your life. Tonight, in honor of Sun Awareness Week, we wanted to focus on information and misinformation that we believe is very important in people's understanding of this subject. So that having been said, I seem to have misplaced my notes momentarily, but we want to thank everybody and welcome everybody who has joined us this evening. And, of course, we also want to make sure that each of you is, is aware of the purpose of Purium Health Products. And the purpose, of course, is to help people to overcome those health challenges that they might otherwise turn to, let's say, more traditional means. You might look at allopathic medicine, the use of medications, which may have side effects that are undesirable. Fears that come with reading a label and seeing that this medication that you're about to take may have significant side effects. So we had a call that was how to talk to your doctor about nutrition. You see, because we don't want to create conflicting or opposing forces. We want to create unity. We want to bring the knowledge of the science together with the power and the importance of history. We want to bring ancient knowledge, modern science together in a way that no one ever has, and we believe that we've done that. So that having been said, tonight's subject is really one that is, in my opinion, very important. And so without further ado, I want to again welcome everybody to tonight's call, recap the fact that we are going to talk about sun, and just exactly what it is that we could do to protect ourselves from the sun. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is sun damage and damage from the sun. What is a safe amount of sun, and what is an unhealthy amount of sunlight? But before I tell you that, I want to first note that we have been misled to believe that avoiding the sun is, in fact, the right thing to do. And quite to the contrary, we should seek the sun. We should be sure to spend plenty of time in the sun. In fact, I would say that spending somewhere between 20 and 60 minutes in direct sunshine each day is actually quite healthy. The 20 minutes would be more in the midsummer, and the 60 minutes might be in the dead of winter. But nonetheless, the ability to expose our body to the sun, or the necessity of exposing our body to the sun, cannot be discounted. In fact, to illustrate my fact, or to illustrate my point, I would like to relate you to a story, a scientific research that was done that showed that people who have surgeries, life-threatening surgeries, in the wintertime are twice as likely to die as a result of complications of that surgery. For example, infections or something like that, or simply failure to recover, and the trauma to the body is unable to be overcome. And the converse, of course, is that those who have their surgeries, potentially life-threatening surgeries, in the summertime or the springtime are far more likely to have a outcome that is, of course, desirable. Why is it that this anomaly, or is it an anomaly? Why is it that this is a statistically accurate report? Well, the reason, I believe, is because of vitamin D. You see, vitamin D is essential for boosting our immune system. In fact, sufficient quantities of vitamin D each day can, in fact, boost your immune system, perhaps in ways that no other nutrient can. I'm not saying it's more important than any other nutrient. I'm just saying that there is nothing else that boosts your immune system in the way that vitamin D can. There is no substitute. Now, vitamin D can be found in certain foods, for example, in seeds and nuts to a smaller extent, and in something, let's say, fish liver oil, certain fish like cod liver oil, there actually is a substantial amount of vitamin D. However, the preferred way of getting vitamin D into your body is through solar collection, which means that you turn your body into a solar collector. Now, your palms of your hands and the face, the skin on your face, as well as the tops of our feet, happen to transmute sunlight into vitamin D at a far greater efficiency than any other part of our body. In fact, the ability of the tops of our feet, our face, and the palms of our hands, palms facing upward, the ability of those three surface areas of our body to absorb sunlight is so great that if every other part of our body were covered, that we could absorb more than enough vitamin D from sunlight than otherwise might be possible. Now, this is scientific fact. Now, the requisite amount of vitamin D, in other words, people say, what is the proper amount of time to spend in the sunlight? Well, the aforementioned 20 minutes in the early part of the day and 20 minutes in the later part of the day, in other words, 20 minutes before 11 o'clock and 20 minutes after 1 o'clock during spring and summer, is going to provide far more than enough, abundant amount of vitamin D to keep us healthy. As the days get shorter, we actually can start to take our sunlight more in the midday sun. In other words, during the winter and the fall. During the fall, you might want to have 30 minutes of exposure versus 20. And, in other words, 15 minutes early and 15 minutes late versus 10 minutes early and 10 minutes late. And then, of course, later in the midwinter, you need to extend it to a full 30 minutes early and 30 minutes once and 30 minutes another time, not continuous 1 hour, but 30 minutes at a time. Now, this could be done by going outside and reading a book. It could be done by staying inside and extending your palms through a window if it's wintertime. There's numerous ways that this could be done, but to not do it is to not experience the level of immunity and of wellness that you otherwise should experience. We are sun-seeking creatures. In other words, we are warm-blooded animals. And this means, as we are mammalian, that we rely upon the sunlight in many, many ways to keep our bodies. We're not like a cold-blooded animal. The sun doesn't need to warm us up before we could have circulation and move. But that does not mean that we are not intricately linked to the sun. And, of course, we are. Now, there's a couple of things I want to cover. Of course, the main thing was, what is a safe level of sunlight? And for years, doctors and health advisors have been warning us that sunbathing or sun worshiping is what's going to lead to skin damage, wrinkles, dryness, sunspots, and, of course, melanoma or skin cancer. Well, I did, as promised, we are going to go over each one of those and tell you what we could do to fight back. But first of all, I wanted to announce that the sun is back. See, there was a time when the erosion of the ozone layer dramatically increase the damaging level of sunlight, but that has been corrected. The ozone layer is thick again, and the hole in the ozone is now gone. This is accomplished through an amazing cooperation of ecological and environmental awareness, where we stopped using hydrofluorocarbons, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, which are the things that eroded the atmosphere, things like the gas that they put into refrigerants, refrigerators and air conditioners. That was depleting the ozone layer. The propellants that they put into cans, aerosol sprays, was depleting the ozone layer. Other chemicals used to make foam cups and styrofoam were depleting the ozone layer. But that is an ecological crisis that we have avoided, that we reversed through strong action. And as a consequence, much of our memory has not gone away. In other words, unfortunately, much of our memory hasn't gone away, and as a consequence of that, we still continue to avoid the sun unnecessarily. The sun contains many benefits, which include far infrared light. Far infrared light is the light that penetrates your body and draws toxins and fats and allows your sweat to flush them from your body. This promotes cleansing. More importantly, as we stated, sunlight provides the body with vitamin D. And that helps reverse osteoporosis is just one of the many benefits. It strengthens brittle bones. It assists in the formation of strong teeth as well and helps us to avoid receding gums. What a lot of people don't know is about that study I told you that shows that sunlight, the lack of sunlight, lowers the immune system, allows even cancers to proliferate in the body. Now, of course, ovarian, colon, and breast cancer are all increasing dramatically when we fail to have enough sunlight. So is skin cancer, melanoma, which is fairly easy to treat. I'm not saying we want it, nor should we expose ourselves to so much sun that we get it. But shouldn't we have enough sunlight when the potential risk of too much sun is skin cancer, but not enough sun is breast cancer, colon cancer, ovarian cancer, which are far, far more serious than skin cancer. And again, Kate Arney, a researcher, said that we actually need relatively little sunlight to absorb the adequate amounts of vitamin D. 40 minutes on average per day of direct sunlight in the winter is all she recommends. I recommend 60. And 30 minutes in the summer, I actually think that 20 is adequate. But either way, experts are allowed to disagree, but we both agree that you need to get into the sun. Now, I know you're wondering, how do I get sunlight in the winter? Do I wear my bathing suit? Well, as I said, sticking your hands through a window could be sufficient. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What about sunscreen? I actually tell you that sunscreen can be dangerous. So let's talk about some of those things, sunscreen, sunspots, how to tighten our skin, how to prevent skin cancer, how to get rid of wrinkles caused by overexposure to the sun. What are the best ways to tan? And, of course, what is the best way to moisturize? And what is the best way to treat a sunburn? Well, let me start first with information about sunscreens, because sunscreens can be dangerous for two reasons. First of all, most sunblocks in the USA do not adequately protect you from both UV and UVA, in other words, ultraviolet and ultraviolet light type A. See, and so the sunscreen gives you a false sense of security. You actually spend more than the requisite amount of time in the sun believing that you could get away with that because you have sunscreen. And you are not protected as much as you think that you might be. You know how people eat low-fat cookies and then they eat 12 low-fat cookies thinking that that's better for them? Well, in the end, you've actually consumed more calories, fat, and sugars. Well, when you choose a sunscreen, you got to look at two things, UVA and UVB protection. You see, there are actually two types of ultraviolet light, UVA and UVB, and UVA, or ultraviolet light type A, is sort of a narrow range, and that is the range that causes skin to tan. But then there are longer UV waves, and those penetrate more deeply. That's what causes wrinkles, drying of the skin. It causes you to have, like, saggy skin. These shorter UVB rays are at a much lower frequency, 290 to 320 nanometers. And that's what we're told that we have to worry about. And that's what most sunscreen works well for. And that's good, because those are the things that lead to sunburn and even skin cancer. However, there's a hidden danger. UVA rays, which most sunscreens do not protect you from, are actually just as intense in the winter as in the summer. So, and these UVA rays penetrate water, they penetrate clothes, and clouds don't even stop them. And unfortunately, as I said, most sunscreens only protect you against UVB. Now, the level of protection is typically denoted using a rating system called by the FDA, the SPF, and that determines how long a person can tolerate the sun without getting burned. So if a person gets burned in 5 minutes without sunscreen, an SPF rating of 10 would mean that it takes 10 times 5 minutes or 50 minutes before you burn. So remember to look for the appropriate sunscreen for your skin type and never trust an SPF over 15 because they're no more effective. So SPF 25 is marginally more effective than 15. And the reason why is because you're never going to spend 25 hours in the sun. It's just ridiculous. But also choose a sunscreen with UVA and UVB protection, since you do need both, because they both lead to wrinkles, skin damage, and contribute to signs of aging. So that's the bottom line. Sunscreen, however, is just one thing. You've got to look at other things. So let's go down that list, and I'll try to go down it as quickly as I can, because I know we're already well into this call. And we only have so much time this evening. So let's start with sunspots. Well, the only thing clinically I've seen that actually helps reduce sunspots by 33 to 60% is an enzyme called superoxide dismutase. And in fact, the enzyme that the clinical study was done on, there was a clinical study that proved that sunspots can be reduced when you take this certain enzyme. Well, that enzyme happens to be the key ingredient in our product that we call Revivitol. So Revivitol, which of course is made from N-acetylcarnitine and superoxide dismutase and ginkgo biloba, is a and of course, there is a powerful body of evidence that shows that this works against brain fatigue, memory fatigue, and it helps you to have a quicker memory, quicker reaction times. It's a great product for that purpose, and we've always promoted Revivitol for memory and for cognitive thought. However, Revivitol also works against sunspots, and then you get a side benefit of strengthening your brain. And the reason why is because the enzyme superoxide dismutase is the master enzyme that is found in all green plants that help repair and protect against the damage done by sun. So if superoxide dismutase, this enzyme, which dismutates the damage done by superoxides as it describes in its name, in other words, it reverses the mutation done by superoxides or free radicals, then obviously this is the reason why it works against sunspots, and it's a great product that I think everybody should try. Now, let's say that you want to go into the sun, and you really don't want to slather a bunch of chemical sunscreens all over your body, and you're only going to stay in the sun a reasonable amount of time. Well, drinking a nice smoothie of spirulina and barley green, or really any very, very beta-carotene and chlorophyll-rich food, is going to defend your sun against sun damage. Think carrots, which also help your eyes and your skin. So it's been scientifically proven, and I have seen the research that shows that when you ingest spirulina and when you ingest barley grass juice, which we have in our, of course, organic barley green powder, when you ingest those, then you can spend more time in the sun and incur significantly less damage. Again, spirulina and green barley are natural internal sunscreens. What if you have sagging skin or damaged skin, wrinkled skin? Well, there's a couple things that you could do. The master amino acid complex is scientifically proven to regulate intra and extracellular osmotic pressure, which is a fancy way of saying it makes all of your skin cells have the equal amount of moisture in each one. And when that happens, wrinkles are far reduced and your skin tightens up dramatically. Now, for those of you who don't know, we have an amazing line of anti-aging, wrinkle-erasing skin treatments. In fact, we have 7 products specifically dedicated to clarifying, purifying, and rejuvenating your skin, restoring your skin. Some of the best products, I believe, offered anywhere in the world at any price. And this is called the Platinum or Purium Health Product Skin Rejuvenating System. Now, it protects against sun damage, repairs sun damage, lessens wrinkles, helps remove wrinkles, prevents wrinkles, and just plumps your lips, like brightens your, it's just amazing, this stuff. And so for, obviously, for tightening skin, the master amino acid complex taken internally, the anti-aging skin treatment, which is based on vegetarian hyaluronic acid, DMAE, liposomes, and over 90 different herbs in their purest state, all in our skincare products. Now, when you talk about fighting skin cancer, nothing is better than our cherry, our aloe, our chlorella, and our kamut. Of course, chlorella has the chlorella growth factor, which helps regulate cells as they divide. The cherry has powerful antioxidants in the form of melatonin, as well as an ORAC rating of over 7,000, which means it can help reverse the damage done and helps. It has the ellagic acid, which if you read the research done by the Cancer Research Center, the Hollings Cancer Research Center, they have phenomenal things to say about ellagic acid, like that found in tart cherries and blueberries, and mostly in tart cherries, but also in pomegranates and raspberries, I meant to say. Now, the aloe vera has specific chains of polysaccharides that are phenomenal and scientifically promising when it comes to helping people who worry about skin cancer. And, of course, the cherry, the aloe, the chlorella, and the kamut, these are all of the products that we recommend to people who worry about cancer, and we are not saying that these will cure cancer. What we are saying is that if you read the research about foods that might be beneficial to people who worry about or suffer from cancer, I believe that you'll find these 4 to be quite prominent, if not right at the very top of the list. Again, tart cherry concentrate, aloe vera 40X, cracked cell chlorella, and organic kamut blend are what I recommend for those who want to avoid skin cancer or for those who are suffering from it and want to maximize their opportunity for wellness. Now, again, for natural tanning and for moisturizing, try our virgin organic coconut oil. Straight up, just like take a bath in coconut oil, let it get all over your body, and then go out in the sun. You're going to find that you tan more evenly. You tan faster. It is, of course, a wonderful moisturizer and has a lot of protective elements in it, antioxidants in it. It does not stop you from tanning. It actually helps you to tan, but it will allow you to tan in a greater fashion in a shorter period of time if you want to avoid and should avoid extended periods of time in the sun. So, again, just to recap, we are talking about the sun and whether it should be avoided, what is a healthy amount, and we've determined that somewhere between 20 and 60 minutes a day is the minimum and the maximum, and that the maximum should be during the winter time, the minimum should be during the summer. We have said that the palms of the hands, the face, and the tops of the feet are the most efficient solar collectors, and that, of course, those are all that need to be exposed. We have recapped and put to rest the myth that avoiding the sun is actually healthier. We have told you about a study that shows that when you have sufficient vitamin D because of exposure to sun, you're far greater immune system and potential to recover from life-threatening surgeries that take place, that may need to take place. We have also shown foods that protect you against sun as internally, like spirulina and barley green. Foods that help eliminate sunspots, like the superoxide dismutase and Revivitol. Foods that tighten the skin, like the Master Amino Complex. Foods that help remove wrinkles, products that help remove wrinkles, like our wrinkle erasing treatments. Natural tanning with coconut oil, as well as moisturizing. But what about sunburn? Well, nothing is better to relieve the pain of a sunburn than aloe vera. Our aloe vera 40X, put directly on the skin or diluted with water and then put on the skin, is really quite phenomenal. In fact, if you take a lukewarm bath with a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, when you get out of the bath, put a little bit of aloe vera together with the coconut oil and rub it all over your body, you are going to have an amazing retention of your tan, as well as relief from any sunburn, and very moist and nourished skin. So again, my recommendation for sunburn is our aloe vera 40X combined with our coconut oil. I would say somewhere about equal parts mixed together, or maybe 1 to 2 aloe to coconut oil, depending upon how you're feeling. And that will go over the burned parts of your body, and you will feel fantastic. So again, you are listening to the Purium Health Products Wednesday Night Consumer Education Series. And tonight we have been focusing on and have now concluded our discussion on, with the exception of questions and answers, which will come in one moment, on this subject matter. And I hope this information is going to be useful to you as summer progresses and as the years progress as well. We hope that this information will become useful in your lives and that you'll share it with others. And we look forward to having each of you, of course, question us either via email, or if you'd like to ask a question tonight live, I will be able to stay on for about 5 to 10 minutes maximum tonight, as I am once again headed up to the retreat center to host one of our guided cleanses, which takes place the 13th through the 15th. But because I will not be able to get back before then, I must go up and take care of it now. That having been said, I want to thank you all for having listened tonight. And if you'll give me one moment to take this call out of moderator mode, I will do so, and then we will begin our question and answer session. Thank you once again, and we'll be with you in one moment. Okay. Well, if anybody has muted their phone, you'll have to hit *6 again to ask a question. At the beginning of our call, there was a young lady's voice, and I would like her to be able to go first, as she stated she had a question. And I asked her to patiently wait until now.
Oh, that's me. I'm from
Hello,
New Jersey.
Me.
I just wanted to know the palms of the hands, the tops of the feet, and what else was...
And your face.
Oh, and your face. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with coconut oil, if you put it in the refrigerator, can you take it out again and then, you know, when it gets...
Oh, yeah, you could put it in and out if you want. It isn't going to... Yeah, it isn't going to hurt.
Doesn't matter. No. Oh, okay. Thank you.
No worries. Hello, yes.
Yes, I would like to ask you about high blood pressure. My pressure is a little high, and I was trying to find the quickest, the best way to get it down into normal range.
Well, the best way to get it down into normal range would be to use our hypertension battle plan, and that is available for free. We could mail it to you. You could download it on the website. It is there under information. Or you could listen to it in a call just like this one, simply by going to our website and listening on our product information calls, because we have a replay line for those. Is that good enough for you? I have a complete program for you.
Oh.
And I wouldn't be able to describe it tonight.
I know. But I don't have a computer. That's my problem.
Well, that's why you simply need to call tomorrow, and we will print it out. We will mail it to you.
Beautiful.
As a courtesy.
Okay. Do I call the same number?
You call 888-747-6767. 833.
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have time for one or two more questions, if anybody would care to ask. Okay, well, thank you all very much for your participating in tonight's call. I believe that it was full of useful information. I hope that you feel the same. We do have an excellent call, but it will be a recorded call next week. But the subject matter is escaping me. I know it is prostate. It is our prostate battle plan. So if you know somebody who is worried about their prostate, please ask them to tune in. Although it will be a recorded call, the only reason is because I think we did quite a good job, and I don't think I could do better if I tried to repeat it. So again, next week, prostate cancer battle plan. I hope that it will benefit you as well, and that is currently available in a battle plan that can be requested via the internet or by phone as well. So once again, everybody, have a wonderful evening, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, David. Bye.